Brilliance Audio. The Lies I Told by Mary Burton. Performed by Emily Ellett, Josh Bloomberg, Sarah Beth Pfeiffer, Arnell Powell, Amanda Stribling, and Andrew Iden. Truth is the ultimate power. When the truth comes around, all the lies have to run and hide. Ice Cube.
1. Him. Now. Friday, January 7, 2022. Richmond, Virginia. The dead were always watching. And they did speak to us, though we rarely noticed. Normally, the dead didn't bother me, but the night was cold, dark, and raining, and I was anxious as I gripped a coiled art show flyer and got out of my car. A light drizzle fell, and an uneasiness had piggybacked onto my bones with the cold. I was tempted to go home and ignore you. Sane men don't chase the dead. But when it comes to you, I'm not reasonable, never have been. So I returned to JJ's Pub, a corner brick building with tall display windows and crimson-red front doors. Inside the vestibule, I unrolled the handbill, coiled tighter than a clock spring, and confirmed that I'd not lost my mind. You were still staring, smiling. Your red hair swooped around your shoulders like a curtain and framed a face as pale as ivory. Once you had reminded me of an Irish sprite, plucked straight out of Dublin. But now I saw you were Persephone, back from the underworld. Your gaze held me, reached out, and the longer I studied the ironic humor swimming in those sapphire eyes, the more I remembered our intimate history and shared losses. A rational mind wouldn't be lured by the dead or revisit a dangerous past. Turn, leave, and slam the door shut on yesterday. But this pull between us transcends life and death. And this time, I was not going to repeat old mistakes. The past doesn't have to equal the future. Eyes forward. I pushed through the bar's doors, chased in by cold air that lingered at my heels, and shook off raindrops dripping from my jacket. The sounds of piped jazz horns mingled with warmth, laughter, and the smells of beer and French fries. I wasn't here for the art, food, ambiance, or company, just for you. I needed to see if you were really you. Honestly, I hoped you weren't, that it was a mistake. I'd spent too many years imagining your face, your smile, the way your eyes closed forever so long ago. I was afraid seeing a knockoff version would only taint my memories. I hoped whoever you were, you'd be ugly, fat, and easy to forget. The bar was divided into two sections. The main room, filled with round cafe tables, and then off to the side, a sort of annex. There was no one in the main room, but the smaller room held at least a dozen people, and laughter and conversation drifted from it. JJ's Pub's back room, the gallery tonight, was certainly not Met-worthy. A lesser artist might have turned down the space and waited for a better opportunity. But not you. You wanted the world to see the images that rattled in your mind and haunted me. Outside the room was a sign that read, Exhibit. Your picture was not on it. Disappointed, I wondered whether the dead were playing tricks with me again. They'd done this so often that I usually recognized their trickery. I should have just left, but I was still too curious. Please be old and gray. The young and youthful version of you was enshrined in my memory, and I wanted to keep it that way. A sane man. I brushed the last of the raindrops off my coat and moved toward the room. The space was small, with a low ceiling pitted with pot lights spilling pools of light onto a black and white tiled floor. There were no small tables in this space, and the chairs rimmed one wall. This setup gave any visitor a clear view of 2 dozen black and white pictures hanging.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?